Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Lamed Zayin. We left off on daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We are at the two dots on the very bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Amr Rabbi Yossi, three lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, and Hashem Shev and Aliyah, also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall all return home safely. And also by Rabbi Bruckheimer, in honor of the recent birth of a great-granddaughter to Avital and Eli Pressburger of Karmei Gat. Mazel tov to the entire family. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is, first, we're going to discuss whether Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not allowed to make money off of a pikadon, even in a case where you were chayv a shvua and you said, you know what, I'm just going to pay for it. So remember, we had that discussion. Does that now entitle you to kefel and to dalet vehei when we find the ganav? So we know Rabbi Yossi has a shita in the more recent discussion that we had of a shomer shemaser l'shomer, that how can you make money off of someone off of pikadon someone else gave you? Would he say the same thing over there? How could you make money off of pikadon someone else gave you? Or do we say, no, in that case you already paid for it, so it's yours? And in such a case, you can make money off of because then someone gave you. And then we're going to discuss, do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Meaning, if he does argue in that case as well, do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Then the Mishnah is going to talk about a person who has a suffix about what to do with money that he's holding on to. He doesn't know whose money it is, whether it's money that he had stolen, but he doesn't remember who he stole it from, or money that was given to him as a pikadon, but he doesn't remember who gave it to him as a pikadon. And naturally, everybody's claiming that they're the one that gave it to him as a pikadon. So what does he do with such money? And the majority of the daf is about, if you have to summarize, about that topic. When you have money and you don't know who it belongs to, so what do you do with that money? The Gemara is going to ask that. Our Mishnah seems to have a stira within the Mishnah itself about whether you could be motzi mamon misafek. The Gemara is also going to discuss a stira within the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon about what to do when you're not sure who you stole from. If you've stolen money and you don't know who you've stolen from, we seem to have a stira within the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, when do we say, what exactly is the case of meniach gzela beinayim, and what does that even mean? That you have a stolen item, you don't know who you stole from exactly, so you are meniach gzela beinayim. You put the gzela down between them. So what does that mean? How does that make sense? And what exactly is the case of meniach gzela beinayim? The Gemara is then going to discuss the stira within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, whether we're motzi mamon misafek. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, when do we expect that a shomer is supposed to know who gave him which item, and when do we not expect the shomer to know exactly who gave him which item? He's a shomer for several people, so when do we assume that it's his responsibility, and when do we assume it is the mafkid's responsibility to only claim his own item back? And the mafkid, when do we assume that the mafkid has already placed his trust that the other fellow who was mafkid is also not going to lie about it? Then the Gemara, the final sugya in the daf, is going to talk about who does the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah rather have to mention a case of both money and of a kli when you're not sure who it belongs to? The Mishnah is going to talk about a case where someone gave me $100, someone gave me $200, they're both claiming they're the guy who gave me $200. But then it's also going to talk about a case, someone gave me $100 kli, someone else gave me a $200 kli, they both claim they're the guy who gave me the $200 kli. Well, those things sound very similar, just one of them is about money, one of them is about a kli. Why does the Mishnah have to mention both of those cases? And that discussion brings us all the way to the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. So let's begin. We are holding Lamed Vavam Beis at the two dots. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ketzer Alos Eschar B'Paroso. So he said, Paroso Shel Chavero. He said, it doesn't make any sense that if I borrow a account from you, and then I rent a account from you, and then I lend it to somebody else, that because the chiyuvim of a shoel are greater than those of a socher, that when an onus happens to the cow, the shoel is going to pay me, and I'm not going to have to pay you. I'm going to make money off of the cow that I borrowed from you. Can't be. Rather, you return the para to the bailim. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, that we in fact paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you cannot make money off of someone else's items. So says the Gemara, okay, but does that only apply in the case of our Mishnah. Amr le Shmuel b'Yuda le Rabbi Yuda. Amr la Mishmei de Shmuel. Chaluk haya Rabbi Yosi af barishona. That you told us in the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Yosi even disagrees about the Mishnah we had back on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where we said that if a Shomer didn't want to take a Shavua, he could have taken a Shavua and been Pater. But instead of being Pater with a Shavua, he, let's say a Shomer Chinam, who could have just taken a Shavua that it was Nignava Onevda, because Shomer Chinam was Pater on Genev Vaveda. But instead of taking the Shavua, he said, I don't like Shavuas, I'll just pay for it. He paid for it, and then we found the Ganav. So now the Ganav is going to have to pay Kefil, he's going to have to pay Dalvei. So we said that he's going to have to pay it to the Shomer. Does Rabbi Yossi disagree over there also? What do you mean, pay it to the Shomer? That means the Shomer is making money on someone else's animal. So you told us in the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Yossi disagrees even in that case. So you're telling me that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in our case. But what about in that case? Halacha kamoso, oein halacha kamoso. Do we or do we not paskin like Rabbi Yossi in that case? Amalei chaluk haya Rabbi Yossi af barishona, v'halacha kamoso af barishona. That yes, he indeed disagreed even in that case, and we paskin like him even in that case, that a shomer is never going to be able to collect kefel, he's never going to be able to collect dalet vehei, the animal is not his to collect all those things. Itmar Nami, and we said the same statement was made by a different Amora, that Amar Rabbi Lazar Chalukai Rabbi Yossi Aparishona Malach Kamos Aparishona. Rabbi Yossi disagreed even in the case in Daf Lamed Gimel, and we passed like him even in that case as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Moda Hay Rabbi Yossi Barishona Shekvar Shilin. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says no, there's a reason that the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Gimel didn't quote Rabbi Yossi as arguing, because he doesn't argue in that case. He's Moda, if I already paid for the animal, so then there's no reason why I shouldn't be. What do you mean? I'm not letting make money off of someone else's animal. It's not someone else's animal. I paid for it already. It's my animal. So that can't be. That Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree in that case. In that case, it's understood that I'll das kain, that I'm getting the pikadon, that if I ever choose to pay for it instead, and we subsequently find the ganav, that I'm going to get the kefel for that animal. It seems obvious now that Rabbi Yossi should agree. No. Because if I paid for it, of course it's mine. No, but the point is that what entitles me to the kefel was the original taking of the pikadon. When was the kinyan on that animal, on the rights to the kefel? So if you recall that sugya, the kinyan on the rights to the kefel in Dalet Vehei is when he first took it as a shomer. He only paid for it later on after it was stolen, but the mechayev of the kefel was the shasak zela. At the time that it was nignav, at the time that it was stolen, he had not yet paid for it. So it is somewhat of a chiddush that Rabbi Yossi would hold that, that Rabbi Yossi would agree that you're allowed to collect the money, you're allowed to collect the kefel and the dalet vehei after having paid for it. So says Gemara, shilim in, lo shilim lo. Wow, it sounds like from Rabbi Yochanan that only if the shomer actually paid for it is he entitled to the kefil and dalvei. But if he didn't actually pay for it, he's not entitled to the kefil and dalvei. But from Rabbi Chia Baraba, am Rabbi Yochanan, lo shilim shilim mamish. Shilim, when we say that if the shomer pays for it, he's entitled to the dalvei, it doesn't mean he literally has to have already paid for it. Elekivan shomer, hareini mishalim avalpi. Right? Remember we said that even if he just verbally commits that he's going to pay for it, from that moment we say he's going to be entitled to the kefel and the dalet vehei. So how come Rabbi Yochanan says that it's shilim mamish? So ema moda Rabbi Yosef Shona shekvar amar hareini mishalim. Yeah, inachinami. So you change it. It really means that he's Rabbi Yosef's moda as soon as he says hareini mishalim. But once he says hareini mishalim, so that's enough. Remember we had that whole discussion over there. Does it have to be those words hareini mishalim? What if he says what if he says something that would indicate that he's going to pay? Because he says, he's a shomer chinam, and he says, I was poshaya, right? Or something like that. So is that the same as hareini mishalim? But certainly when you say hareini mishalim, at that point it's going to be entitled the shomer to the kefel and the dalet vehei. Okay, so now we move on to the main topic of today's daf, which is that I have money in my possession and I do not know who this money belongs to. How do I handle it? Meaning I know it belongs to one of two people, I just don't know which one of those two people it belongs to. So how do I handle it? So Amr l'shnayim gazalti lechem mikem mana. I say to two people, look, I stole a mana from one of you, but ve'en yodei eizem mikem. I don't remember which one of you I stole from. Oh, aviv shalach mikem hivkili mana. Or he says to two people who are recently lost their fathers that one of your fathers have given me money to watch. Ve'en yodei eizem, but I don't remember whose father it was. So they don't know because they weren't the ones involved in the deal. But he says, I know that I took money from one of your fathers to watch. I don't know which one. So nosin lezemana shodim piatzmo. He's got to give back to both parties. The Gemara is going to explain that's lotzei sidei shemayim. I mean, if he wants to be absolutely certain that he's done the right thing and that he's done good by whoever has given him money or by whoever he's stolen money from, so to be lotzei sidei shemayim, he's got to give back to both parties. Another halacha, shnayim shefkidu etzal echad zeman of zemasayim. Two people give a pikadon to one guy, but one of them gives mana and the other one gives masayim. One of them gives 100, the other one gives 200. They come to get their pikadon back, so they ze omer shali masayim, and each guy claims to be the guy who gave the masayim. So nosin lezeman. Well, certainly each guy at least gave him a mana. So to start things off, you give at least a mana to each of them. Vashar, and what do you do with that third $100? Say emuna chachi. That you put aside until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Amar Rav Yossi, Imkein, Mahiv Saramai. Rav Yossi says, if that's what you're going to do, you're going to give each guy 100, so then the guy who's lying is going to get all of his money back. Meaning the guy who's really owed 100 and is claiming to be owed 200 loses nothing from this lie. Right? He figures, what do I have to lose? Worst comes to worst, he'll give me, meaning at best, he'll give me the 200 that I'm asking for. Worst comes to worst, he'll give me back the 100 that he actually owes me. So the Ramai doesn't lose out at all. Ella hakol yemuna chachi avaliyahu. In order that to encourage the Ramai to admit that he lied, or to discourage him from lying in the first place, everything is munachachi avaliyahu. No one gets anything until Eliyahu HaNavi comes, or until we're able to clarify this matter. Where is this money munachachi avaliyahu? So Rashi says biyado. He holds on to it. Where else is it going to be munach? The Rambam writes the same way in Hilchos Shelah Pikadon Perakei. The Mordechai writes in the name of the Arzurua, no, you find the Beis Din and it gets put into a Beis Din. Beis Din has an escrow account or something, so that's where it goes. It goes where no one's able to touch it. Tosos and Maseches Bechoros is Musupak, whether it's Munach Biyado or Biyad Beis Din. So those are the, it's either Biyado, Biyad Beis Din, or Safek, whether it's Biyado or Biyad Beis Din. That's what it means, Munach Ad Sheyav Eliyahu. The Rambam writes, when he quotes this halacha, that it's munach li'olam. He doesn't say Hashiyav Eliyahu, he says li'olam. The sma on the side of the page in Choshen Mishpat says that he doesn't mean li'olam mamish, because when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, yisparu al yado, shal mi amana shlishi, he's going to clarify who owns this money. No, it means, li'olam means lizman meruba, it means for a long time, and if you leave it around for long enough, then the Ramai is going to come forward and say, you know what, I lied, I was really only owed $100. So li'olam doesn't really mean forever, right? It sounds like how could the Ram say? The Gemara says Mishnah says Ashiyav Eliyahu, and the Ram calls out Liolam. That's not very optimistic about the future of Klal Yisrael, right? We're hoping that Eliyahu is going to come very soon. So no, sometimes with Liolam just means it's the Ram's way of touching up the Mishnah that it's Lav Dafka Eliyahu Anavi that has to clarify it. Meaning this can be clarified sooner if someone comes forward and admits to being the Ramai. Why don't we just say the Achloku on the mana hashlishi, meaning if I'm not sure who I owe it to, so mamna multiple suffix, when there's no muchsak, so normally mamna multiple suffix is say, so hamotzi mechaver la faraya. But over here, there's no muchsak, because I'm the one that's holding on to it, and I know it's not mine, right? So I'm not the muchsak. So wouldn't we say mamna multiple suffix? Cholkin. So this is a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Rashi and Dav Beis Amarav says that we don't say yachloku if one of them is a vadai ramai. That if one person is definitely a liar, so how do you give a guy like that money? So you can't give him extra money. One of them is for sure a liar, so we can't do yachloku. Tosos over there back on Dav Beis Amarav says that we don't say yachloku unless the chaluka might be true. Like by a talus, where it could be that they both are the owners of the talus. As opposed to over here, one of them was mafkid masayim, the chalukah cannot possibly be true. So that's the machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos as to why it is that we don't say yachloku. And again, the purpose of munach hashiyav Eliyahu. So we said it so that the Ramai will come and be moda to his sheker. That is how Rashi writes. Tosfos wrote way back earlier in the Masechta that from Lashon the Gemara there it seems that the basis of Rabbi Yossi who says hakol yei munach is not that the Ramai is going to be moda to his sheker, but it's a kenas on the Ramai that he should lose. Meaning it's not that I think he's ever going to be moda, but I just want to punish him that the Ramai is going to lie, so we make a kenas that he's going to lose out because he's not going to get it, he's not going to see a dime of his money back. It's interesting. That's what Tosfos writes way back on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. However, Tosfos and Maseches Gittin on Daf Mem Dalet and Beis says like Rashi says over here that Rabbi Yossi was kones the Ramai, used that lashon kenas kedei sheyoda, in order that the Ramai should be moda because he's going to want his money back. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, v'chein shnei kelim, and it's not only true about money, it's true about kelim as well. Echad yafa mana ve'echad yafa elav zuz. We changed the numbers a little bit. Instead of mana umasayim, one kli is worth 100, the other kli is worth 1,000. Ze omer yafa shali v'ze omer yafa shali. Each one claims that theirs is the $1,000 kli. So nosin has a katan le'echad man. So one of them gets the $100 kli back. Umitach hagadol nosin demei katan l'sheni. And then we break up the larger kli and we give the $100 piece of the larger kli to the second guy. Vashar, or whatever's left of that piece of the pieces of the larger kli, yemunach atchiyav Eliyahu. That's going to be left to set aside atchiyav Eliyahu. And once again, Omer Rabbi Yossi, im kein mahifsir haramai. If you do that, then the Ramai loses nothing. Elakol hakol yemunach atchiyav Eliyahu. Rather, what you need to do is leave it all aside atchiyav Eliyahu. So now the Gemara asks a stira within our Mishnah. It says in the beginning of the Mishnah that I stole from one of two people and I don't know who I stole from, so I give each of them the full amount that I stole. So Alma Misfeka Mafkina Mamona. It sounds like even though it's only a suffix which guy I owe money to, we take away money based on the suffix, so I'm going to have to pay back both guys. We don't say that since we have a suffix who I owe the money to, keep the money b'cheskasa, which in this case is the cheskas hanitva, the guy who's holding on to the money, and he should not have to pay to each of the parties. The Ritva and the Chidush HaMiuchasim, the Ritva writes that the Makshin understands that we're talking in the Resha, even in the case of Shema v'Shema, that the Gazlan is also the Suvak who he stole from, and the Nigzalim don't know who was stolen from, and therefore his Kasha is Lukuli Alma, meaning not only according to the Mandiyamar Bar v'Shema Lav Bar Yadiv, even if you hold Bar v'Shema Bar Yadiv, that if someone comes with the Tainus Bari and I say, I don't know, he says, you definitely stole from me. And I say, I don't know, that Bari Yadiv, the Bari is going to win. Over here, it's not that. It's a Bari, it's a Shema u'Shema, that everyone's Mesupak. The people who I stole from don't know either. That's how the Chidush HaMiuchasim L'Ritva write. However, Ritva writes that the Makshan understood that the Mishnah is talking about where the Tovim are tainting Taina's Bari. So it's similar to a case of Bari v'Shema. That's how the Ramban writes as well, that it's the man diyamar bari v'shema lav bari yadif. We're asking if you assume lav bari yadif, so then it makes sense to say ukimon b'cheskas mari. And yet we see that you don't say that in Ramafkina mamona me safek. So frankly, Gemara minhi, but I'll ask you a stira because it says in our very same Mishnah shnayim shevkidu eitzel echad zemana v'zemasayim, two people who give a pikadon, meaning once we move from the case of Zela to the case of Pikadon, two people who give Pikadon, one of them gives 100 and the other one gives 200 Zomer Shalim Messiah, Zomer Shalim Messiah, and each one claims that his Pikadon was a $200 Pikadon. Nosin Lezemana Lezemana Vashar Yemun Chachiav Eliyahu. You give each guy $100 and then the third $100 gets set aside until Eliyahu and Navi comes. So we see that when we're not sure what to do with that third $100, we don't say you have to give it to each of them, Misafek. No, you put it aside. So Amalei Pikadon Al Gezel Karam. How can you ask from a suffix that we have by a pikadon to a suffix that we have by gezel? Very simple. Gezel davidi sura kansura rabbanon. When it comes to gezel, you did an aveira. You stole something. You deserve to have to pay back any party that you may have stolen. stolen from. That the Tosa Rush writes that we shouldn't say Kansur Rabbanan, because we're talking about a Chiv Latzei Sidei Shemayim and not a Chiv B'dinei Adam. Kansur Rabbanan is a Lashon that you would use when it's something that Beis Din would impose on a person. But over here, it's not something Beis Din imposes, but it's saying that you should suffer a little bit. Pikadon, Delovid Isura, Lo Kansur Rabbanan. But in Pikadon, where you didn't do any Isser, so then lo kansu rabban. Then there's no knas. So says the Gemara, Vrami Pikadon Pikadon. Okay, you're uncomfortable asking a stira between the case of Gezel and the case of Pikadon, because in the case of Gezel, the guy deserves to have to pay more than in the case of Pikadon, he shouldn't have to pay so much. I'll ask you a stira within the case of Pikadon itself, that within the din of Pikadon itself. Vrami Gezel Gezel. Not only that, I'll ask you a stira between two dinim that are both said by Gezel that are sosar each other. So let's see what these stiras are. Pikadon, Pikadon, the stira within in the world of Pikadon is the Katani Reisha. It says in the Reisha of the Mishnah, O Aviv Shal Echad Mikem Hifkid Etzli Mana Ve'in Yodeya Izu Nosin L'Zemana L'Zemana, that the Reisha, the very first case in the Mishnah, was a double case. We said if a guy goes to two people, he says, look, I stole from one of you, or another case, if he says to two people, Aviv Shalech Mikem Nosin L'Mana, and I just don't remember who it is. And in both of those cases, we said, you got to pay them both. So even in Pikadon, where he's not sure who he owes the Pikadon to, you got to pay them both. Urimini, Shnaim Shif Kidu. But then you read the second case of the Mishnah, where two people give a guy a Pikadon, and they both claim that we're the one that gave you the $200 Pikadon, but one of them actually gave him a $100 Pikadon. So then we say, the third mana is Munachat Shiava Eliyahu. We don't say you give him both back $200. So it's a stira within Pikadon itself. So Amar Rava, explains that there's a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Reisha, the Reisha of the Mishnah, talks about only one person actually gave him a Pikadon, and he doesn't remember who that person was. It was Aviv Shel Echad Mikem. It was somebody's father, but I don't remember whose. So Nasa Kamisha of Kidilo Bishnei Krichos. We treat that as if two people gave him two Pikdonos in two different bundles, not in front of each other. Davale the Medak, where it's really your responsibility to know who gave you what. So over here, meaning Nasa Kamisha of Kidilo Bishnei Krichos is just a fancy way of saying it was a circumstance where it's really the Shomer's responsibility to know who gave him what. Shnei Krichos happens to be that case where that many Pikdonos are coming in. You have to look inside the package. You have to look inside the bag. Everyone's just giving you whatever the common shopping, the gourmet glot bag. So you're getting a bunch of yellow bags. So you have to know what's inside each one, who's giving you what. You can't just take a bunch of yellow bags and leave them, the paper, right? But you can't just leave them aside. You have to look inside to know. So when only one person gave you a Pikadon, you're supposed to know who gave you the Pikadon. So because the person was Poshea, the Shomer was Poshea, in not remembering who gave him the Pikadon, good, so let him get a Knas, and he's got to pay everybody back. But Seifa, in the case of the Seifa, where even if the two Mafkidim each gave him in a different bundle, Nasa Kamishev Kidulo B'Krach Echad, we treat it as if it was given to him as a single package, to Lo Avalei LeMedak, where it wasn't really his responsibility to remember who gave him what. Why? Because they both saw each other at the same time when they were giving this guy the Pikadon. So I knew when I was giving him my gourmet glot bag that the other guy was also giving him a very similar looking bag. So I have to remember what's what, and if I make him look at the time. And if I don't make him look at the time to see what's what, then it's my fault, because I'm clearly overly trusting of the other party who's also giving him a Pikadon, and I assume that the other party will be honest at the end. Tamaluhu, the Nifkat can say to them, Ant Kufaychu, you guys yourselves who gave me these Pikadons, Lo Kaptisu Adadi, obviously weren't so makbid on each other. You each gave in front of the other one, and you were Megaladas, that you're relying one on the other, and you're not Choshesh that maybe one of them is going to be Toveya, the other guy's Pikadon. anok kaptina. So now I have to be the one that's makbid. It's my problem to make sure that I know who gave me what. Certainly not. So since you, since I saw that you were so mich on each other, I also didn't pay such careful attention. And since they don't have a taina, why don't you remember who gave you what? They can't make that taina to him, so he doesn't have to pay back the full amount to each one of them. So that's when we say the manashlishi is munach atchiyav elyon. So again, we have a stira in the first case of our Mishnah, when I don't know whose father gave me a pekadon, I got to pay everybody back the full amount. And then in the case where one guy gave me 200 and the other one gave me 100, I don't have to pay everybody back the full amount. Why? Because in the case where I'm paying everybody back the full amount, it was my responsibility to know who gave me what. And in the case where I don't have to pay everyone back the full amount, it was not my responsibility to know who gave me what, because clearly these people were overly trusting of each other. Then we said, but you know what? There's also a stira about a case of gzela. V'rami gezel agezel. We could ask a stira in the case of gezel, because katani hachi, the reisha of our Mishnah says, Amr l'shnayim gazalti lechem mikem manavein yodei ezen mikem, oh, avishal lechem mikem ifkili manavein yodei ezen nosin lezeman lezeman. That if I say to two people, I stole from one of you, I just don't remember which guy I stole from, I got to pay both of them back. But ura minhi, I'll ask you a stira. This one is not a stira from our Mishnah itself. It's a Mishnah in Yivam, Mustaf Kuf Yud Chasam Beis, where the Mishnah says, gazal echem mechamisha vein yodei ezen man gazal. I stole from one of five people, and I don't remember which one, Zomer or Seagazel, Zomer or Seagazel. Naturally, all of them claim, oh yeah, I'm the one that you stole from. Meniach Gzele B'neim Mestalik. Just put the money down in between them and be Mestalik yourself from the situation. The Gemara is going to explain what that means exactly. The Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, but that's Rabbi Tarfon's Shita. But what do you see from there? Alma Misfeka Lomavkinimonav Aminokum Malamachas Kasmare. Apparently, I don't have to pay everybody back. I just have to pay back the amount that I stole and let them figure it out. But right now we're going to leave it b'cheskaso. Well, that's only a stira if you assume that our Mishnah follows the shita of Rabbi Tarfon, because the Mishnah Yivamos was very clear, Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. So it's only going to be a stira if you're assuming our Mishnah follows Rabbi Tarfon. It happens to be, if you learn the Mishnah in Yivamos, you'll find that Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he actually says you have to pay l'kal echad ve'echad. So our Mishnah conforms perfectly to Rabbi Akiva, that when I stole and I don't know who I stole from, pay them all back. So it's exactly like Rabbi Akiva. So it says Gemara, no, we know that our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Tarfon. Dekatani aladaihi, because it says in a brisa on that Mishnah in Yevamos that Moda Rabbi Tarfon Bomer l'shaim because alti lechem mikem ana v'yani yadei ez mikem shosin l'zemana l'zemana. Because the Mishnah says that Rabbi Tarfon then in that Mishnah says, you know what, I'm Moda to you Rabbi Akiva in the case of our Mishnah. So he repeats our Mishnah and he says, in the case of our Mishnah where I stole from one of you, I don't know who I stole from, I got to give back a mana to each and every person. So isn't that a stira within Rabbi Tarfon? So it says Gemara, Hasam de Katavile. So the meaning, it's a stira Rabbi Tarfon within that Mishnah now. It's not even so much about our Mishnah versus that Mishnah. In that Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon said, when there are five people I might have stolen from, and I don't know who I stole from, just put the $100 down and let them figure it out. But when there are two people I stole from, I got to pay both the people back. Well, why should there be any difference between those two cases? So the Gemara explains, no, Hasam de Katavile. The Mishnah in Vamas, we're talking about that there are Toveya in Beis Din that he should pay them, and he doesn't want to pay. He only wants to pay what he's obligated, what he owes, not the full amount to each of them. So Rabbi Tarfon says you don't have to pay the full amount to each of them. So Meniach Benem Hacha Bibalat Seisidei Shemayim. In our Mishnah, we're talking about where the guy's coming to be Yotzei De Shemayim. It's not the Tovim that are Toveya him in Beis Din. He goes to Beis Din and he says, what do I do? I have a Shaila. I stole money from somebody and I don't remember who. How do I make sure that I'm good? You know, it's coming up in Yom Narayim, or someone got sick in his family or something. He's doing the Cheshbon HaNefesh. So I want to know what to do. So we tell him, okay, you want to be Yotzei De Shemayim, so you got to pay back everybody. Deka Nami, and it's Meduyuk in the Mishnah that we're talking about a person who's coming to be Yotzei De Shemayim, Dekotani Shahodami Piatzmo. That's what it says in our Mishnah, that he just admitted to it. He says, look, I stole from one of you. So Shema Mina, so we see from that Lashon and Smashma that no one was Toveya him. So the Gemara explains the din of Rabbi Tarfon, that if you steal from one of five people, and they're all Toveya you, and you don't know who you stole from, Meniach Gzeil B'nei Mestalik, right? Now we understand Rabbi Tarfon a little more nuanced. When I'm trying to be Yotzei De Shemayim, I got to pay everybody back. When they're just making tainas on me, and I'm not trying to be Yotzei Yotzei Deshraim. As far as din, what do I have to do? Maniach mamon beneihem. So it says Gemara Amr Mar. So we said Hasam, that which Rabbi Tarfon said, that if I stole from one of five people and I don't know who I stole from, I maniach zel beneihem mistalek de katavile. All five are being toveahim v'ala matoin. What's the case exactly? What am I saying? So all five are toveah that I owe them $100, and the halacha is I maniach zel beneihem mistalek. What was my response when they all five said I owe them $100? I stole from them $100. So Rabbi Dom Rav Haloshose. Rabbi Dom Rav says, we're talking about where I was quiet. I didn't say anything. Rav Masna Amarav Halatzoveh, that I screamed, that I said to each of them, I don't know who you are. So Mandiam Ralatzoveh, the one that says that I'm screaming, I don't know who you are, Aval Shtika Koda, would imply that had I been Shosek, that would be like a Hoda'a that I stole from each party. And therefore, Lechora, I would have to pay back each party. Umandi Amar Halashosek, and the opinion that says that I was just quiet the whole time, and that's what I'm maniach mana b'neim, shtika dach alav kodahu. It's because this shtika is not considered a hoda'ah. Because Matzi Amarle, he can say to these fellows who are claiming money from him, haydi shatiki l'kol chad v'chad, tamina dilma hayu. I was quiet when each of you made a taina, because I thought maybe you are the one that I know that I stole from somebody. I don't know who I stole from. How can I say anything? It's not because I was being molded that it was you. It's because I have no idea who it actually was. So Amr Mar, we had said in Rabbi Tarfon in the Brisa that Maniach Zeil B'nei Mistalik, that if I have a suffix who I stole from, and each one is tinying that I stole from them, so I Maniach Zeil B'nei and I'm Mistalik. V'shakli lo kulu v'azli, says Amr, it sounds like a terrible idea. If you leave the Zeil between them, and all five are supposed to figured out amongst themselves, they're all going to split the gzeil amongst themselves, and no one, the nigzal, one thing you can be guaranteed is the nigzal's not going to get his money back. That's one way of understanding that the concern is that they're all going to split it. The other way of understanding is someone's going to take it home, and there's an 80% chance that the real nigzal didn't get his money back. Any mitzia that you're not sure if the person left the aveda there on purpose or if it's lost, you're not sure if he's coming back for it and he put it down there on purpose, you should not take it, because if you take it, you're not going to be able to be machzir it to the bailim because it doesn't have a simen. Whereas if the bailim themselves took it back, they're going to come back and take it, right? That's very often a suffix when you find something and you're not sure, am I better off leaving it here because the bailim is likely going to come back for it, then I am picking it up where the Bailam is not going to know where to find it, and now I don't know where to find the Bailam, and it's going to be very hard to find the Bailam. He doesn't have a simon, and I don't know how to be machruz exactly. So this often happens. They did the OU did a like a 20-minute Q&A with Rav Shechter about Metzius, because of Veil Metzius and not Veil Metzius, about Hashavas Aveda. So they asked this question: when do you assume that the guy might be coming back for it? He said, nowadays, most of the time, meaning you find an umbrella in a coat room, and it's not raining today. Probably last time it was raining, the guy left it there. Till it rains again, he's not going to realize that he left it there. But when it rains again, then it'll be like, hey, where's my umbrella? And then he'll go looking for it, and he'll know where he left it. So probably better off not taking it. If a person comes and he says that it's his, and he doesn't give a simon, and you already took it, lo yachs, you cannot return the aveda to him because it may not be his, and you're being mafsa the bailim, because it could be that you're going to give it to this guy, then the bailim is going to come, and edim are going to come that he put it there, and you've already taken it from him. And if you give it to the person who doesn't give simanim, you were mafsa the real bailim. So munachat shiyava elyo. But what do you see from the case of the aveda, that any time something's going to come into your hands, you're not going to be able to give it, to distribute it until you know who to give it to. So why over here, when I don't know who I stole it from, what do you mean munach? I just put it down between the five of them. No, if I don't know who to give it to, I should not let it go out of my hands, because I don't want to give it to the wrong, better not to give it to anybody than to give it to the wrong person. So answer Gemara, Amrav Safra v'yaniach, meaning it doesn't mean that you give it to the five of them and let them figure it out. It means you hang on to it until you gain clarity. That which Rabbi Tarfon says, that maniach b'neim u'mistalik, he means mistalik min adin, and maniach b'fneim in beizdin, and say to them, look, you're going to have to figure this out for beizdin to get clarity on this before anybody goes home with this item. That's what he meant, maniach b'neim u'mistalik. Okay, so now the Gemara asks Astira, within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva had said that if I don't know which of the five guys I stole from, I got to pay back all five. So I'm by the Rava, Miyam Rabbi Akiva, Lozo Aderech, Motziyasa Midei Avera, Achi Sham Gzeilu Kolchad V'chad, does Rabbi Akiva really hold, you got to pay back all five guys? Alma Misveka Mavkina Mamona, that would imply that Misafek were Motzi Mamon from someone of Lomri, Noki Mamona B'cheskas Mari. And we don't say, leave the money B'cheskaso, and therefore Misafek, I don't know who I stole from, I got to pay all of them. Or a mini, but I'll ask you a stira because there's another mission of this time, a mission in Baba Basra that talks about Nafal Abayis Allah of Yalimo, that there was Nebuch, a building that collapsed, and two people died, a mother and a child, and we don't know who died first. So Yorsheh ben Omrim Ha'emes Rishona, the relatives of the son who would stand to Yarshin him say, we think the mother died first, and therefore all of her money went to her child, and then the child died, and all the money goes to us. V'yorsheh the Yorshim of the mother say, no, Haben Meis Rishon, the son died first, so the mother still had all of her money at the time that she died, and therefore as soon as she died, there was no son to Yarshin her, so where are the Yarshim? So Eilu Ve'elu, the Halachas Beishame and Beisilal, who disagree when the bias falls on two people, and we don't know who died first, and there's a suffix L'gabe L'Yerusha, where Beishame says that they split it, and Beisilal says that we're Mamad and Nechasim and Cheskasan, they're both Modim Sheyachloku, that everyone's going to be Modim, that the Yorshei Aim split it with the Yorshei Haben because both are coming with the same taina of Yerusha, and it's Mamre Mutzal B'Safik and Cholkin. V'am Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, even though I'm a Talmud of the Beis Shammai, and I hold by other Sfeikos of Yerusha that Yachloku, Moda Ani Bazo, Shem Nechasim B'Cheskasan. In this case, I don't think Yachloku. So Rabbi Kiva also holds that if there's a Safik in Mamon, we're Mamon Mamon B'Cheskas Bailav. Not like he says, Legabe Safik Zela, that we're motzi mamon, and that you give money to all five parties. So Amalei, Rava said back to Abai, there's a difference between the two cases. Hasam Shema v'Shema, Gazlech v'Michamisha, Bari v'Shema. In the case of the Yerusha, everyone's a Shema. No one knows who actually died first. So, and therefore, Misafek, you leave it b'cheskaso. But in the case of Gazlech v'Michamisha, I stole from one of five parties, all five parties seem to have a tainas Bari, that they're the one that I stole from. So, Bari v'Shema, Bari Yadif, and therefore I need to pay all five of them. But the our Mishnah says, in our Mishnah it says that I'm the one informing them that I stole from one of them. So they obviously don't know who I stole from. They're a Shema, I'm a Shema, and yet in our Mishnah it says I gotta pay back everybody, even though it's Shema Shema. So it says my Rabbi Akivahi. How do you know that our Mishnah is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva to be mechayiv to pay each one of them? It could be that the Mishnah doesn't mean they have to pay. It could be that the kavan in the Mishnah is not to be mechayiv to pay each of them, but it's just to be latzis yidei shemayim, and therefore there's no stir within Rabbi Akiva because bedinei adam Rabbi Akiva's moda that we're not motzi mamon misafek. If you want to be yosei yidei shemayim, Rabbi Kiva will say we are motzi mamon misafek. So the Gemara answers no. It says on the Brisa on that Mishnah Yevamos where it has this machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon about when you steal from five people that moda Rabbi Tarfon ba omer l'shnayim gazalti lechem mekamen ve'yadayazim mekam uleman moda lav l'Rabbi Kiva bar plukte that Rabbi Tarfon is moda to Rabbi Kiva when it's a case of latzis yidei shemayim that you got to give back to latzis yidei shemayim, you got to give back to both parties. But it sounds like Rabbi Akiva holds that you give back to both parties even when it's not Lasei Sidei Shemayim, that min hadin you have to pay back to both parties. So now we're back to the stira in Rabbi Akiva. So Maide Shema V'Shema, who says, well, yeah, but how do you know that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Shema V'Shema? It could be that in our Mishnah both guys are coming with the Tainas Bari. Says Mar Chadud Lo Ketani Tovano. So first of all, our Mishnah never said that they are Toveahim. Va'od Hatani Rabbi Chia Ze Omer In Yodea V'Ze Omer In Yodea. And furthermore, Rabbi Chia taught the din that it says in our Mishnah in a Brisa of Gazalti Lechem Nikamana Ve'in Yodea Ezehu, and he adds the line that that Zeh Omer in Yodea and Zeh Omer in Yodea, that both of them say, we have no idea. So you see that the din in our Mishnah is the very din that Rabbi Chiya taught in the Braisa, and it's talking about a case of Shema V'Shema, and therefore the Kasha's back. What does Rabbi Kiva hold? Does Rabbi Kiva hold Remoti Mamun Misafik, or does Rabbi Kiva not hold Remoti Mamun Misafik? So says Mara, Kim Nala, Bibalat Yisidei Shemayim. Well, we already said that the Mishnah is talking about where Yibalat Yisidei Shemayim. So only in order to be Yotzei Yisidei Shemayim do you need to pay each and every person. But Bedine Adam, you don't have to pay each and every person because it's a Shema V'Shema. So that's how we're Matari to the Stir in Rabbi Kiva. That Eino Chinami by a Bari V'Shema, Rabbi Kiva holds that we're Motzi Mamon Meches Kaso. But by a Shema and Shema, we would not be Motzi Mamon Meches Kaso. And therefore, by the Safek Yerusha, which is a Shema V'Shema, we're not Motzi Mamon Meches Kaso. And we're Mamidim Anuchasim Meches Kasan. But even in the case of Shema V'Shema, if you want to be Yotzei Yedeshah, so there are two chiluk, there's Shema V'Shema versus Bari V'Shema, and then there's another chiluk of Dinei Adam versus Dinei Shemayim. So in the case of Shema V'Shema, that we would normally not be Motzi Mamon Miches Kaso, but if you want to be Yotzei Yedeshamayim, we will be Motzi Mamon Miches Kaso. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow with Amar Lei Ravina. Okay, have a good day and a good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos.